Good evening, good evening, everyone. You already know who it is. It's your girl, Lori. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Amen, amen, amen. So, guys, as you already know, I am one of the star co-hosts of Best of the Best Show, Faith Power Radio. And every once in a while, when we do a music interview live on the show, I always bring you guys the interview in its entirety without the music. So you have a choice of listening live when we do the interviews, which is usually on a Saturday or a Sunday. And also, guys, you can just tune in on the days that we are actually having a show and call in and just listen to some good music, vibe. If you are a up-and-coming rap artist, or you're already in the music biz and you just basically want your music heard, or you want some spins, or whatever the case may be, you know, guys, we have an amazing packages right now for Best of the Best Show, Faith Power Radio. So, guys, I'm going to drop you guys these packages. We have a $10 package that gets you a week's worth of plays. $15 a month gets you more music plays, less promotion, interview, no flyer. $24 a month gets you more music plays, more promotion, interview, no flyer. $50 a month gets you more music plays, more promotion, interview with a flyer. We have a bonus package that's $75, which gets you 3 months of music plays, promotion, interview with a flyer, and your interview will be put on Dear Lori LLC podcast, guys. So, guys, if you're listening and you're a music artist and you want your music to be spun on the show, you guys can basically send your payment to this PayPal email address, which is josephthedreamer88@gmail.com. That's josephthedreamer88@gmail.com. Or Cash App, $ Faith Power Radio 2020. That's $ FAITHPOWERRADIO 2020. Guys, you can send your track in MP3 format to this email address only, which is faithpoweradio2020@gmail.com. So, guys, if you want us to play your music, please send it in MP3 format to this email address only. That's faithpoweradio2020@gmail.com. Guys, if you want to call in and listen to the show, the number is 563-999-3505. We are live Saturday through Monday, 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m., Sunday, 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., and Monday, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Guys, if you're going to send in your submissions, please, and somewhere in there when you mention your name and you put your IG handle, please do not forget that you heard this information on Dear Lori LLC. So make sure you put that inside of your message, okay? You got the information from Dear Lori LLC. So, guys, I'm basically gonna jump right into having babies. Okay, guys, sorry for that little pause. I'm gonna jump right into Henny Baby's exclusive music interview, guys. So, here we go.
I do the best of Special Big Talk Radio. We have Henny Baby live on Special Big Talk Radio. What's up, Henny?
Yo, what's good, Jay?
What it do, man? I appreciate you for tuning in, for actually being on here tonight. You know what I mean? Maybe it's last minute, not sure, but, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now in the U.S., you feel me? There's a lot of distraction going on, you feel me? We're still doing what we got to do, you feel me?
No, real talk, man, and I appreciate you guys, you know, for showing love, for having me on, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's a lot of things going on, my bro. So, sure.
Definitely, man. So the first question I want to ask you, you know what I mean? Because I know we have 15 minutes with you, you know what I mean? So the first question I want to ask you, like, how long have you been doing music, and what actually inspired you to do it, to take it to the
man,
next?
Man, since I was a baby, my brother, like, since I was young, man, because honestly, you know, music for us in the hood, it tells stories, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a way we deal with the struggle, you know? So a lot of us, whether in the church or just, it's just a way we cope, we deal with whatever we're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? And so music has always been a part of my life from a very young age. You know, I lost my mom, I was about 7 years old, and honestly, that pushed me a lot more towards music, you know, because that was one of the ways that I was able to deal with my pain and put it into music. So. And ever since then, man, I realized, you know, I got talent for it, and people said the same thing, and I'm like, yo, you know, I want to do this for the rest of my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to focus on this. I want to be able to get my message across the world to other people, you know what I mean?
Definitely. The reason why I reached out to you, my bro, because your work ethic. It's your work ethic and your marketing, you know what I'm saying? It's not even just the music, because your music is hot regardless. I'm going to tell you that.
Thank you, bro.
You're worth it. Is I could say it's at a superior level now, and another level. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I've been doing this for like a couple of years now, you know what I mean? Because forever now, you know what I'm saying? So it's like what I've learned, I've been seeing other artists applying to it, or entrepreneurs like yourself. And that's the best thing you're doing right now, you know what I'm saying? It's putting out your music, and you putting out work ethic out there. The next question I want to ask you, like, how far are you willing to take your brand as and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the next step, the next level, like, pushing your finger and everything else?
Well, I mean, you know, me and my team.
I said, I tried it on water. It was viral.
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me? I mean, you sound a little bit low, but we good. I mean, do you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, clearly.
All right, perfect. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, you know, this is my life. You know what I mean? Music is my life. So, at the end of the day, you know, me and my team, we grinding every day trying to get to the next level. You know what I'm saying? So, as far as how far I'm willing to take my brand, I mean, it's, you know, as far as there is, you know what I'm saying? There is no limit, you know? So, at the end of the day, we're creatives. You know what I mean? So, there's always room to grow, there's always room to expand, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we do, you know, and that's why we partner with folks and we work together to you know, to be able to leverage on each other's resources and shit. So as far as, you know, it's really, there's no limit, you know what I mean? Like, this is serious to me, this is serious to my team. So yeah,
definitely. Sure. All right, next question I want to ask you, like, who inspired you? Like what artists, like, in the game, like, do you see as, like, your inspiration to, you know what I'm saying, to do your music and all that?
And I'm sorry, I think somebody else was saying something. I didn't really hear it.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. I'm actually like my old Jay used to talk about. But,
I'm muted. And real simple, it's not to pick your brain or anything, but first question is, what is your favorite instrument to use when you're doing your music? Like, what's your go-to instrument for all your songs?
Honestly, wow. Keyboard. You know what's crazy about it, right? Like my music partner, you know, Wolfie Manchild, and he's a beast, man. He's the man with all the instruments. I mean, I can play a little thing here and there because, you know, I know some music theory, et cetera, but he's the man. But for me, my go-to is the keyboard, man. Like, and it's funny because the first instrument I played was guitar. That was the first instrument I played, but my go-to instrument for some reason is the keyboard. Like, I got one literally right next to me. It's a keyboard. It's not plugged in, but it's right here.
So do you produce your own tracks and all that? Do you produce your own tracks?
My team, we do that, you know. But some of the tracks that I use is other producers that reached out. They want a team. They want to do work together. And we're like, yo, if it's a hard track, you know what I'm saying, we're going to work on it. As long as the person is cool, you know. At the end of the day, if it's good vibe, we know good product is going to come out of it. You feel me? So not all the tracks we use, we produce in-house. But a lot of the stuff, especially the things we got coming up, I got a record called No Saints. That's in-house production. And shout out to Wolfie Manchild. You know what I'm saying? Like, this boy is a problem, man. And you're going to hear a lot more music coming from him.
Okay. So my next question is, have you ever gone through music director's block? Meaning, when you're writing your songs, have you ever, like, hit a brick wall? When you're trying to do a music video, have you ever hit a brick wall on how you wanted the whole concept to come out?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Let me tell you, we went to Haiti a year ago or 2 years ago to shoot a documentary, and then we decided while we were out there, let's shoot some music videos on the cuff. And we did 3 music videos. But let me tell you, we started, like, two of them, we had blocked, like, in the middle of production. You know, we started it, and we're like, man, we're not sure where to go, especially because we didn't have planning, as much planning ahead of time. So it happens all the time. And for me, with music writing, you know, I always try to, you know, I let the music happen. You know what I mean? Like, I'll write music in all the craziest places you can think about. You know what I mean? I'll pull over. Literally, I've done that a million times. I'll pull over in the middle of the road to write a song. Because when it comes to you, it's there. You know what I'm saying? So, but sometimes you don't force it. My rule is always don't force creativity. You know what I mean? Like, don't force creativity. If you got to write a record, you got to spend mad time trying to write a record, just wait off or change the topic, because some of the best records that we've done and some of the best songs I've written are the songs that happen in minutes. Literally, the whole song in minutes. So I say don't, you know, writer's block is real. It happens. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, for me, you know, I relax with, you know, whatever's around me, sometimes a little buzz or, you know, whatever there is, you know what I'm saying? That helps me relax when I come across writer's block. But one thing I realized is if I'm dealing with that, just let it go, deal with something else. You know what I mean? And come back later.
True. Okay, before I ask you this last question, I just want to say, you know, my deepest, sincerest condolences to you on losing your mom. You know, that's one of the hardest things. You know, lost my dad, and, you know, I know what it is to lose a parent.
Because you know why? Even if I thought of the song, I would say it, because then you guys got to pull it up.
Oh, you know I will.
You know what I'm saying? But no, real talk. Damn. Yo, why you had to do that to me?
Listen, I keep it real. Everybody know I hold no punches.
I know. Damn, which song do I regret doing? Honestly, I'm really sincerely trying to think of that shit right now. Holy shit, which song? Well, okay, there's a song out there called Teddy Bear. I don't know where the hell that song is, to be honest with you. I don't even know where it is because I don't think I've ever released that record. I did that song because we were marketing it to Hallmark, I think. Oh, no, Build-A-Bear. We did that song because we had a connection and we were marketing it to Build-A-Bear. So it's called, honestly, and the only reason I brought this up is because today I was with my music partner and we saw a box and it said Teddy Bear and we looked at each other like, oh, damn. You know what I mean? It's like, it just brought that Teddy Bear song back. I think that might probably be the song that I regret doing. And it's not because I don't like the record, and I haven't heard that record in years, but it's just, you know, it's just one of those songs like your friends make fun of you. You know what I mean? So it was one of those songs.
Yeah, everybody has that one song.
Yeah.
It's not bad. So, that's, you know, and then one last question before, you know, Siri jump in.
Sure. No, sure.
Okay. If you was not doing music, what would you be doing right now?
Oh, wow. You're unfair.
I'm not listening.
Your faces are so real. Like, I appreciate them, though. Because, honestly, I'm a real nigga. Like, at the end of the day, I want to hear, you know, I want real conversation. Like, if we, you know, walk up on each other on the streets, like, the same way you would talk to me, that's the type of conversations I want to have. Like, I've done a lot of interviews. You know, I like when it feels real. So, thank you for that. I'm you know, into the acting game, pretty good, and I'm really big on entrepreneurship. So I'm big on business development and thinking about, you know, what we need, because I think as a people and as you guys, obviously, I listen to your station, and this is one of the most important things I respect about your stations. You guys, like I said before, you're real. Y'all understand the way shit is, and you guys are not afraid to go there. And as a people, as black people in this country, and honestly around the world, you know, we have, I believe that one of the ways we're going to solve the shit that we're dealing with is money, is financial development and financial freedom. Although a lot of us obviously have some of it, but, you know, when you're talking in the grander scheme of things, we need to have enough that we have our own community protection, that we don't have to rely on our oppressors to do that for us. You know what I'm saying? So I think for me as a person, if I wasn't doing music, obviously I still, you know, I do certain, some business and stuff like that I'm working on the side development, because I love it, man. I love business. So I'm working on that. But yeah, that's something that I think if it's not music, not acting, it's probably me spending more time into entrepreneurship and business development, et cetera.
Okay, that's good for now. And I just want to thank you, you know, for taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you got the family thing going on and everything, and taking time out just to, you know, come on here and do this interview is greatly appreciated. Thank you for so much and everything, you know, it's greatly appreciated.
Sure. And I appreciate you taking the time to, you know, to chat with me real quick.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not bad. So,
I don't know if Siri's
want to
chop it up with you real quick before he goes
Yuri,
to the next
what
track,
up,
but
brother?
Yes, up.
Yes, hello. This is Miss Mingo. I do have like a few questions for you too.
What's good? How you doing?
I'm okay. Just hanging in there with just going through this pandemic time, you know. So.
Oh my God, man.
Yeah. I know.
Is your family good? Are you guys okay with the old, you know, virus and all that stuff?
Yeah, everybody's fine.
Okay, good. I mean, you know, we're doing the best we can, basically.
I already know that.
So the first
question is there going to be any new tracks that you're planning to drop in a few months or this year?
Oh my God, I'm glad you asked. We have a record called No Saints. Oh, that one's gonna be whew, like, honestly, we were supposed to put that out for release over the weekend. I mean, like, 2 days ago. Most likely it's going to be released this week. It's called No Saints, and it's me with my homie, Wolfie Manchild. That record is something else. It's something else. And, yeah, it's going to be something serious.
It's going to be really hot.
It's going to be something serious. Yeah.
Okay, so like the next question is, what are your future goals and why, what exactly is that you would do, get those future goals, and why that you would do it? Well, I mean, my future goals, you know, is to continue doing this music and continue, you know, getting the message across and tell the stories of
you know, the life that we all live in, the situations that we all live in, you know what I'm saying? So my goal includes just continue with my music, continue with my career, and, you know, work with people and bring a lot more artists under the umbrella and to help them develop their craft and you know, just my thing is always it's to get to a point to where we can give back, you know what I'm saying? To get to a point where we can give back and support the culture. You know, yeah, that's definitely important. Absolutely. Yeah, so the last question is that when the whole pandemic is over, what plans are you going to do in the music industry and why?
Oh my god,
that's a dope question. I mean, I got a couple of, so I was supposed to, we, you know, my team, we were working on a tour before the pandemic, unfortunately. You know, all that gets crashed. So once the pandemic is over, we're looking at a European tour that we're gonna put together. So travel is a big thing that we're gonna be doing once the pandemic is over, you know, so that we can, because, you know, even now I have a few people that's trying to get us to come out, you know, to some of those countries, but, you know, I ain't trying to get, you know, locked out. You know, I ain't trying to get COVID-19, you know, nothing like that. I ain't trying to get the COVID-19 either, you feel me? So I'm like, yo, bro, if I got this, knock on wood, God forbid, if I get that shit, I'd rather it happen here in America than somewhere out, you know what I mean? So, you know, we put all that on pause.
But yeah, once this pandemic is over, man, travel, business, and just going a lot of different places.
Concerts, bro.
Yes, sir. You already know, we gotta link up, bro.
You guys know Miami, right? Yeah, you already know, man. I'm in Pines, bro.
Which part? It's Florida.
Which part?
Pine, Florida, can you?
Oh, that's Florida.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, dope. Yeah, I'm always out in Miami, man. Like, the beginning of this year, I was in Miami, I think, like, four times. Yeah, I was out there. I shot a big body bag out there.
Yeah, that's the trouble I'm about to ask you about, too, man. Like, that video's already released, or...
Is it already released on our platform? No, we didn't release the video for Body Bag yet. We're just waiting on the timing for it, but we're going to. We're just looking at some things first, you know, to make sure that, you know, you want to make sure you do things when it's right. So we are, we're working on it. We're working on it. The video shot, fully shot. And we got a couple of other videos that we're going to put out. So I'm telling you, man, once we start flooding the online social media with you know, videos, it's gonna be crazy. We have a lot of projects, a lot of stuff that we're gonna put out. A whole lot of stuff.
Let me tell you this, my brother. You know what I'm saying? I believe in universal law, man. Everything happens for, you know what I'm saying? You know, basically I was just promoting my songs or whatever. But I'm like, you know what, I see music, I see other talent out there. You know what I mean? That's taking off, and I'm like, you know what? Let me take this Broadway to the next level. You know what I mean? I just IG Live all day. I know you don't say, you know, IG Live and the DJ thing, IG Live, but this is more better. Why? Because artists on here get to accept themselves and let the
audience
know who they are, who they really is. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I do it. Because, you know, I remember, like, years ago, I was shy, bro. I was a shy brother in high school, you know what I'm saying? And so I had to break out the shyness, you know, doing freestyle battles and shit, you know what I'm saying, from my freestyle battles. I had to break out that. I had to break out that cocoon, become that butterfly. And that's what this is right now, you know what I'm saying? And you know, art development, the whole time. But this is important. You have to let the audience know more about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Who
absolutely.
You are and stuff like that. Behind the IG, behind the Facebook, behind the platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I made this best showcase power radio for people to hear the exclusive. Because right now I got unreleased music and exclusive music. And that's one of the best things ever did so far, man. Like, yo, that's amazing. This is from the Most High. I don't get credit for that. This is all dealing with the Most High.
Right. No, real facts, brother.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you, man.
That's a vibration right there. That's a high frequency, you know what I'm saying? I know that. I already know. I could tell the way you speak and your professional. So I respect all that about you, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you. Thank you, man. Likewise, my brother. Definitely, man. If you want, go ahead and let the audience know where they could, where they could get download your music at, you know what I'm saying? Like, let the audience know, like, where
the
music and everything.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm Henny Baby. Instagram is I'm Henny Baby. TikTok, I'm Henny Baby. And really, I try to download pretty much all platforms, man. You know, you get me on Spotify, iTunes, all platforms. And, you know, just, go out there, check my music out, support. And we got a lot of new projects coming out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of exciting stuff we working on, bro. And, I can't wait. I can't wait to release them. And I can't wait for this pandemic to be over. Because I'm trying to be out in these clubs and be out there just promoting and doing the thing.
I'm talking about clubs, man. You ever perform at Iguanas or ever passed through Iguanas, Pines Iguanas in Florida?
Iguanas. No, brother. Not at all. I mean, not yet.
Well,
what's up?
I could set up a show for you, you know what I'm saying, when this is over, because, you know, I was doing promotion for the Iguanas for like a couple of months last year, you know what I'm saying, Jeezy passed through, Yo Gotti passed through there, you know what I'm saying, like multiple, you know, hip-hop artists, passed through there, and that's a good promotion for you to perform.
I'm waiting, I'm going to tell you.
I already have that lot already for that, you know, connection.
I'll tell my team, cause we actually supposed to come back to Miami. I love Miami, man. Like, literally, I love Miami. I'm Haitian, so you already know. I love Miami. And real, you know, I'm coming. Yeah, man, I'm coming back to Miami, actually, because I got, I do some business out there. So I'm coming back out there. Like, Miami's my stomping ground, man. I love it out there. So I'm definitely coming back. So that would be dope, man, for us to link up and do some work at Iguana. We working, man. Our goal is to hit different cities and hit a couple spots. You know what I'm saying? We'll travel, hit a couple spots, move to the next. So that's what we're planning right now. So, and I appreciate the love for real, because, you know, it's hard to find genuine people that's like, yo, I'll hook you up, I'll set this up. That's real, that's really real. Thank you.
It's all love, man, it's unity, man. That's all it is at the end of the day, man. You know, this is a different type of protest. I'm gonna say this, you don't have to break windows and doors and all that to protest. You can protest with uniting and helping each other out. Like that. That's the way to do it, you know what I mean? To take things to the next level and continue to build it. Not taking things down, but continue building things up.
Yeah.
That's just the way,
yeah.
I mean.
You know, and I agree with you, my brother. I mean, but the thing is, you know, with this whole protest, right, the reality is, my man, like I always say to people, man, we protest every day as a people. We do it every day. When you walk through the hood and you see the hunger, the pain, That's a form of protest. And no one answers. No one's listening. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't pay attention until they're out of their comfort zone. You know? And so, I'm not condoning the violence. You know what I'm saying? Or breaking down our own community. And the other thing a lot of people don't realize, a lot of the people that's breaking things out on our communities are not from the community. You know what I'm saying? So it's unfortunate that, you know, the we are bearing the responsibility, but a lot of the protesters that are there doing a lot of the, you know what I'm saying, the crazy shit are not from the area. You know what I'm saying? So they're not from the community. Not everyone who's there with you is with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's hard to do because you got so many people out there. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, bro, like I say to people, man, you know, like this is not coming from nowhere. You know what I mean? Like people's like, yo, why are they protesting all across other states? I'm like, well, because other states may not be the one who did this time, but other states are also doing similar shit. You know what I mean? Like we in the hood, bro, we deal with this shit every day, son. You know what I mean? And, you know, so at the end of the day, people are frustrated because people who have power, bro, they're just trying to keep their power and keep things cool. And keeping things cool does not mean acknowledging your pain, the shit that you're going through. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So all this that's going on, man, this is just a symptom of the problem. You know what I mean? This is not the problem. And I always say, I'm like, yo, when these folks trying to, you know, when they get on TV, like, oh, you guys are doing this, you're doing that. I said, well, honestly, you need to own this because these people are only, you know, bro, who want to be out of the house right now with Corona out there and be in the streets? Who really want to do that? Nobody. People are actually out there.
I see a lot of people running wild right now. Ain't gonna lie, man. Let's just blow them. They don't really care.
Right, but I see what you're saying, but what I'm saying is the only reason people are out there is because they have to be. You get what I mean? Like, if people don't go out there and stand up, I mean, how long does it, bro? This nigga literally murdered this man on live camera, bro. Man on live camera. Then this is the one that's on camera. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so at the end of the day, it's like,
something has to be done.
If people that start doing, you know, turning shit up, trust me, this will be swept under the rug, bro. And the next one will happen. You get what I'm saying? Like, they will keep going. So at the end of the day, man, like, you know, I feel you, I feel you, and I feel people, you know, saying, yo, chill, chill, chill. And I'm all for it. Don't break down your community. Because at the end of the day, that's your daycare. That's where your kids go to. You know what I mean? That's your grocery store. That's where the kids go to. But, you know, I personally, you know, I'm not saying don't be angry. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't take that anger out of the shit that you need tomorrow. But I also can't tell people how to feel because, nigga, we in pain. You know what I mean? When you're in pain, I can't tell people how to feel. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a weird situation, bro. It's a weird situation, man.
I mean, you know, this is something we have to talk about, even though we're talking about music and everything, because, you know, this is something we have to cover because, you know, us as MCs, you know, we're actually leaders in our community. You know what I'm saying? We have followers, we have listeners that actually look up to us and watching us. So that, you know, that's another step, another what we have to do and what we have to put in our music also so we give out the message. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we already know we're in the last days already. I already know that part. You know what I'm saying? But what we going to do about it, you know what I'm saying? And that's actually taking it to the next level, man. You know what I'm saying? And better ourselves, better our minds. You know what I'm saying? Eating healthy, you know what I'm saying? Being wealthy, thinking wealthy. Everything is in the mind. Everything is in the subconscious. You know what I'm saying? And
the mind is important, bro. The mind is important. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and distractions don't get, distraction is getting more crazier, but we still have to do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? As leaders, community, and to other people. So that's all I'm going to say, man. I appreciate you so much, honey, being on here, man.
Outspoken.
Oh, my brother. Oh, that's
the only
way
to be, bro. You know what I'm saying? All facts, no caps. Only way to be.
Exactly, man. Appreciate you. Blessings. Ladies, y'all give them a good night. Y'all here? What up?
Ladies, what's up?
Yeah, I was muted, you know, giving people their respect, their time to talk and shine, you know.
Yes, 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 indeed. And we thank you guys for that, you know. We really do, man, because like I said, you know, it's very important to have, you know, outlets like yours, and thank you.
Gotcha.
No problem.
All right, man, next track we're going to play is Henny Baby.
Okay, guys, so that was Henny Baby's interview in its entirety. So, guys, like I said, if you want us to play your music on Faith Power Radio, Best of the Best Show, you can hit us up with your MP3 formatted track only to this email address, which is faithpowerradio2020@gmail.com. That's faithpowerradio2020@gmail.com. Don't worry, people, I will put it in the description. And guys, if you are sending your music in MP3 format after you've listened to this podcast, please put in code Dear Lori LLC when you submit your MP3 track submission. So, guys, on that note, I'm going to leave y'all how I always do. Lord, be our guide and our protector on the journey we are about to take. Watch over us, protect us from accidents, keep us free from harm to body and soul. Lord, support us with your grace when we are tired. Help us be patient in any trouble which may come our way. Keep us always mindful of your presence and love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Guys, I appreciate you. I love you guys for supporting me. Light is love, love is light. Don't block your blessings. Keep your hands clean. Do not block your blessings, guys. Everyone stay blessed. Stay safe out there. And just know I appreciate all the love and support that you guys show me on here. And you guys show me and Sirius and Miss Mingo on Best of the Best Show. Guys, we really appreciate it. So, guys, with that being said, keep your hands clean. Don't block your blessings. I'm out. Mwah.